And I want to talk about knowing our strength in the Lord. Hebrews 12, 11. Strength found in Christ is the only strength that will not fail you. He is strong enough to carry your burdens with you as you run the race with endurance. Psalms 28, 7, 8. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Strength comes from God and from our faith in him. Every day is a faith walk. Every day the enemy throws up roadblocks. Every time a detour pops up, ask the Lord for guidance. Isaiah 30, 21. Whether you turn to the right or left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Isaiah 58, 11. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Once you totally submit to the Lord and put everything in your life in his hands and know that he will work it out for your good, you will be able to play free and have such a peace in your life. Philippians 4, 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. People say all the time, "I pray and nothing happens." Well, God's not a genie, and he's not going to grant you three wishes. He doesn't do things in our time. He does them in his time, and it's always perfect. What lessons would we learn if he just made all of our problems disappear every time we asked? He never said he would keep us from hard times and struggles. He promises to go through it with us and be our strength in our weakness. James 4, 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. People think the Christian walk is all about bake sales and ice cream socials. We're in a spiritual battle. Today marks the 16th month since I quit drinking. And 1 Peter 5:8 always resonates with me. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And I can only thank the Lord that he delivered me completely from wanting anything to do with alcohol or anything like that. So that being said, we just got to keep our faith and follow the Lord, and he'll get us through it every time. He always does.